If you live in Chicago, you may have read some of the work of Raymond Stoiber. He's written in the Chicago Sun-Times, the Chicago Tribune, and the Joliet Herald News, among others. But Mr. Stoiber has never been paid for his published work. His work is in the form of letters to the editor. Over 3 decades, Raymond Stoiber has written hundreds of letters to the editor, many of them about sports, many commenting on the news. He's 76 years old now and lives in Joliet, Illinois. We have him on the phone. Hi, Mr. Stoiber.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you, sir.
Thank you.
How many letters would you say you send off each week?
I try to get at least one letter off, but if something new pops up, you know, interesting, I'll send in a second letter.
I've got a collection of some of your letters in front of me.
Uh-huh.
August 28th, 2001, you wrote just before school began. It's number two pencil buying time again. Whatever happened to number one? Does number two try harder?
Yeah.
It's a good question.
That went over pretty good.
March 17th, of course, 2004. If St. Patrick were alive today, I'd plead with him to drive the potholes out of the country.
Yeah. Well, it was the topic then, you know, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
An old St. Patrick, he was still around.
A letter from November of 1991, a sad occasion that I think many of us remember when Magic Johnson revealed that he was HIV positive. You wrote, Irvin Johnson, from magic to tragic.
Yes, I remember that one.
Yeah. I can see why newspapers like to run your letters. They're pithy, they make a point. They're like a well-written headline.
I try to make them short. Many leave the house here that don't make it inside the editorial room, but as long as they read them, that's all I hope.
What's the latest letter you wrote?
I sent one in about riverboats.
Riverboat gambling in
Georgia?
Yeah, what was it?
It was Mother Nature gives us lake effect snow. Riverboats give us lake effect gambling. They snow us under with slots and table games.
That's a good one. They didn't publish that? Nobody published that?
They haven't published yet. Nobody published it yet, no.
Well, let's hope someone will come to their senses. Mr. Stoiber?
Yes?
I'm a little hurt. How come we never hear from you?
I don't know. I really wasn't acquainted with your station, to be honest with you.
That's fine. We can take it.
Uh-huh.
If you ever want to send us a note, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest.
Massachusetts Avenue?
Northwest, NW, you got to put that.
Northwest.
Washington, D.C.
Washington.
20001.
20001.
Exactly.
Well, I'll try to dish up something.
Okay. Mr. Stoiber, nice talking to you.
Okay.
Hear from you later.
Thank you.
Raymond Stoiber has been writing letters to the editor for more than 30 years from his home in Joliet, Illinois.